Country Club FM.
And here it is, another edition of the Bob Almanac. Again, if you miss any Bob Almanacs, there have been times when we've had technical issues at some of our other locations and affiliates along the network, and it's possible that the Almanac was not on that particular signal on that given day. Guess what? They're archived at mybobcountry.com. How handy is that, Neil?
Super handy.
Yeah, it is. We have a Bob Almanac salute here today. Neil, do you remember this? Hang on. Do you remember this? You remember this, or do you remember these?
Got a little pretty mouth, ain't he?
That's the truth. What you want to do with it?
He got a little pretty mouth, ain't he?
That's the truth.
You're going to do some praying for me, boys. And you better pray good.
Things aren't looking good for Ned Beatty or John Voight there in the woods.
Nope. That's not a good place to be.
No. Herbert Coward was one of those two sadistic, slack-jawed, clodhopper mountain men in Deliverance.
Yeah, they were not nice people.
He passed away last week. I lost the information I had on him here. Stand by.
Stand by for news. It's here somewhere.
Yeah. And he said he's going to pray for you, and he did pray. Right. And guess who showed up? Burt Reynolds.
Right.
With a bow and arrow.
Yep. That one and of that the more
saved,
memorable.
That saved scenes. John Voight, but it was a little too late for Ned Beatty.
For Ned
sadly.
Beatty. Yeah. Right. he would come back in Superman though. Ned Beatty.
Yes.
In real life, he survived.
As Otis. Herbert Coward, he passed away on January 24th, which would have been last week.
Okay.
And he was 85 years old.
Okay.
And basically, he wasn't even really an actor. He just kind of became friends with Burt Reynolds. And they go, yeah, I got this guy who can play this role. He was the one without the teeth. And he's the one who said, got a real pretty mouth.
Pretty mouth, right.
So they also called him Cowboy Coward.
Okay.
Now he is gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Forgotten. Let's get into today's Almanac, this date in history. Today, Tuesday, January 30th, 30th day of the year. The first brawl in the U.S. House of Representatives took place. And by saying first brawl, that must mean they've had other brawls.
I bet they have.
Not in recent history.
No.
First brawl took place 1798. I'd like to see more brawls. I bet you we'd get more stuff done.
Yeah.
Congressman Matthew Lyon and Roger Griswold fought on the House floor. So it was the House of Representatives. And boy, how good would it be, get Mitch McConnell against Nancy Pelosi.
Mm. Put them in haymakers flying everywhere.
Put them in the 12-foot-tall steel cage. That was the state 1798. President Andrew Jackson, first ever assassination attempt on this date.
It was not successful.
No, the gun misfired. You know, firearms were less than 100% reliable back in the day.
For sure.
When you had the flints and you had everything. Yeah. You had several things that were going on. And a lot of times they did misfire, and that's what happened. Richard Lawrence misfired at President Andrew Jackson. It was in Washington, D.C., in the first attempted assassination of a U.S. president, 1835. 1894, our patent of the day, the pneumatic hammer.
Mm.
A hammer powered by air, the pneumatic hammer. Not to be confused with the pneumonic hammer. The pneumonic hammer device is what you use to remember where you put your hammer, Neil. Pneumonic.
Right.
Or pneumatic. Let's go to 1933. On radio this day.
I am Silver! Boy!
A fiery horse with a speed.
speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-oh, Silver!" The Lone Ranger.
No mess fires there. Lone Ranger this date debuted on radio. And it would be on radio until 1955 when it transitioned to television. Yeah, in fact, I think it was on radio and TV there simultaneously there for a few years. So I think it was on TV early in the TV era.
Yeah.
I can't remember when the Lone Ranger TV show started. That had to be 49, 50, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Early days of TV. That would have been one of the
smoke. I know that.
That would have been one of the first shows that made the radio to TV move because it was so popular on radio. Mm-hmm. The Lone Ranger. Now, I don't think it was Clayton Moore on the radio. I didn't look at it. Was he early on, or was there a different Lone Ranger, like in the really early days, and then Clayton Moore took over and then made it his own?
I could probably try and look that up.
You could.
I don't know either. I don't know if he did radio. Certainly he was there at the beginning for TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to check.
And that wasn't him doing that. I can kind of tell, and that wasn't Clayton Moore in that intro, and that was the radio intro for one of the early Lone Ranger radio episodes. Let's move on to 65.
The Name Game. Shirley, 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 Bo Burley, Bo Nana, Banna, Bo Furley, Be Fine, Mo Merrily.
Shirley. One of the more fun songs.
Lincoln, 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 Bo Bingan, Bo Nana, Banna, Bo Bingan, Be Fine, Mo Mingan. Lincoln.
The Name Game hits number 3. How that didn't go to number 1 in 1965, I don't know. Probably stopped by a Beatles song. That was the state 1965. Speaking of the Beatles.
Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
Good thing they had a flat roof on the Apple headquarters there, Apple Records headquarters in London. Because I'd hate to have seen the Beatles trying to perform on a slanted roof, Neil, a gabled roof.
Right.
Nobody ever loved me like she did.
But they're outside, the wind's blowing, people are on the street, people on the roof.
Yes, she does.
And it was their last live gig together. Wow. The Beatles, this date 1969, 42-minute concert on the roof. And if you haven't seen it and you're interested and like the Beatles, that Get Back documentary, can't remember exactly where that was, Apple TV or where that was, but maybe HBO Max. What's one? There's so many. That is excellent, and that it is well documented in there about what took place and everything leading up to that last live gig. Did you look up the Clayton Moore thing?
I did, yeah. It was not, he was not on radio. George Steinis, and then Earl Grazer, and then Brace Beamer, who was the guy who did the intro there.
Okay.
He took over the role until it left radio in 1956.
All right, good to know. Okay. Did you look up and see when it made its TV debut?
I did not.
Were we anywhere close? Well, Neil, yesterday we had a your staff versus my staff thing where I did not include Catherine Ross because we had so many other good audio items, and I didn't have a real good audio item for Catherine Ross, so I left her off the list. She's 84, or was 84 yesterday. She was in The Graduate. She was the young Mrs. Robinson. She was Mrs. Robinson's daughter, and she, of course, was at a place. And Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. So, but we had the whole thing going on. You know, that's my decision. And then I had a good friend who has something to say.
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the Bob Almanac that Jim Staff provides, and then questions the manner in which Jim Staff provides said Bob Almanac. I'd rather that you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you arrive at 5:15 a.m. and stand a boast. Either way, I don't give a darn what you think about Jim Staff's birthday list.
Yeah. I called into Jack Nicholson. He stands with me.
That is awesome. And I will forever stand down.
Yes. Thanks to AI. That is not me doing it. I can do a couple of words of Jack, but not anything that prolonged and sustained. It cost me $7.99.
I'll split it with you,
yeah,
man.
Exactly. That's well worth it. Awesome. It's well worth it. So.
By the way, the Lone Ranger came on in 1949, it looks like.
Listen to how this sounds just like Jack from Few Good Men. Listen.
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the Bob Almanac that Jim Staff provides, and then questions the manner in which Jim Staff provides said Bob Almanac.
I'm honored that he says Jim Staff in there. Mm-hmm. This is just like Jack Nicholson.
Awesome.
We'll have that in the holster. Ready to go anytime another one of those things happens, of course.
I'm going to see that it does.
It's kind of scary, though, the whole AI thing. And anybody,
is scary.
Anybody who does really good impressions now, you know, they look at that and they go, that's kind of scary, for those people that are so skilled and talented. Speaking of skilled and talented, Gene Hackman is 94.
Mitch Tessbacher!
Gene Hackman, the best ever Lex Luthor.
Yes.
And so many other movies. The French Connection, The Poseidon Adventure. He's the one. He tried to save Shirley Winter's life.
Yes, he did.
Buttered her up to get her through
Shelley,
that little hole.
And, Shirley.
It's Shelley, yeah.
And did he give a beatdown or two in Unforgiven?
He probably did.
Oh, my gosh. It was violent. He was a great bad guy, for sure.
Gene Hackman, great actor, 94.
And Vanessa Redgrave as Julia. Yesterday, they lived in a sheltered world of wealth and dreams.
Lily, finally there's some real hope in the world. Do you understand?
Yes, of course.
Neil, I'm sure you took a date to Julia. 1977, you kidding me? That would have been the hot movie.
Yeah.
That would have been a good date movie.
Yeah. Right.
You weren't going to sci-fi.
Young... Yeah, I was going to, you know, what did I see? I don't know. I remember in 77. There wasn't that Star Wars came out then.
Did you go see that? You don't know much about Star Wars.
I saw the first two.
And you denied Star Wars fever? You pretty much shunned it then. You never became really a big fan. You went to see it in its original run, and you kind of, you must have poo-pooed it.
I don't know if I poo-pooed it. It just, it didn't enamor me like some others.
Vanessa Redgrave, you know our sister Lynn. This is Vanessa Redgrave, Oscar and Emmy Award-winning actress.
Pretty good.
87, VP Dick Cheney.
But as you can see, it's difficult for me to comment on these charges without flying off the handle. First, because my personal integrity has been questioned. Second, because my entire life has demonstrated a deep commitment to energy conservation. In fact, even my political opponents acknowledge that I'm one of the lowest energy people ever to hold this office.
Dick Cheney, ladies and gentlemen. That might be Daryl Hammond. That's not AI.
No.
If we ever use AI, I will let you know that it is AI.
Sweet.
So,
I appreciate that.
Dick Cheney, former VP, 83. Really like close-ups of his face on his album covers. He goes, hey, yeah, I don't got any pimples. Look at this. Perfect pores, no blackheads, nothing. I use Biore. Saw him at the XL Energy Center.
Never saw him in concert.
Yeah, he had a lot of hits. He did.
I know there's a Genesis tribute band coming in March, and I want to go see that.
So, Phil Collins, 73.
Libby, this is a crock. Doggone it, honey, I'm proud you stole.
You are?
Yeah. You know, every time I go in Russell's Pharmacy, I spend $15 or $20. That candy bar you took cost 50 cents. You saved me some money. Thank you.
That's Brett Butler, the comedian, actress, Grace Under Fire, you know, kind of a blue collar. I think she was on before Roseanne, so she was kind of that blue collar mom before Roseanne was, maybe.
Okay.
I'd have to look at the timeline. But Brett Butler is 66 here today. Those birds are really squeaking up a storm there, Neil.
Are they? Oh, yeah, there are some right overhead.
Do you not notice them at this point?
I don't.
Okay. How about
when
this?
You pointed out, I'm looking for a new love, baby, a new love.
Singer Jody Wadley, 65 today.
Oh, yeah.
She got her start as a solid gold dancer.
Oh, wow.
She's 52.
Multi-talented.
They were angels in waiting.
I remember this.
Waiting for wings to fly from this world, away from their pain. Treasury.
That's Tammy Cochran.
Didn't have a lot of hits.
No. This was her big one.
Yeah. Angels in Waiting. Yep.
So Tammy Cochran. I think at one time we had that song in regular rotation.
Yeah,
Tammy Cochran,
so.
52.
I'm Batman.
Christian Bale. He was the Batman there for a while.
He was. So he knew a couple.
Three?
Yeah, okay.
There were three. There was Batman Begins, Dark Knight Rises.
Okay.
And Christian Bale. His voice for Batman is like this.
Right.
Batman's a four-pack-a-day smoker.
Sounded like it.
It did.
I liked him in the Western 310 to Yuma.
Well, yeah, he did.
The remake.
He's
that
a
was good
actor,
too.
Yeah, American Hustle, too. He's won. He's won an Academy Award. He won the Oscar for The Fighter. He's 50.
You two narked on me? What? You stand there and accuse me of narking? No, sir. No, I did not nark. What's nark?
Calling the cops.
Oh, yes, we narked.
He was Fez on that
he
70s
was Fez,
show.
Yeah.
Wilmer Valderrama.
My boys watch that all the time.
Yeah, it's a good show.
That 70s show.
Yeah. He's 44. Got another country artist.
When life was nothing more than living for the night.
Singer-songwriter Josh Kelly.
Kiss on the tail.
And his little tune called Georgia Clay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Charles Kelly's brother.
Yeah. Guy from Lady Antebellum.
Yep.
Lady
I didn't
Annabelle's
realize he
brother.
Was married to Katherine Heigl. He did good there.
Yeah. Where did you see that? You looked
That's
him
in
up?
It's in my notes here, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I must have deleted Josh Kelly and put him back in because I don't have that note here for me. But she's a good actress. Always been a big fan of hers. Josh Kelly was born in 1981. That makes him, 42 already? 43. Good grief. 43.
Says here. 1980, he was 44 now.
I've got 81, so I don't know. Who's
He's
staff? Do we need to bring Jack Nicholson
out
again?
Let's not.
Do we need to go to the courtroom? All right.
I'm perfectly willing to go with yours.
Rapper, and our rapper of the day is Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi is...
Kid Cudi.
Kid Cudi, chewing his cuddy. Kid Cudi is 40.
Yummy. Gone, but not forgotten today. We have another gone president. Of the day, and our longest-serving president, right? Did anybody serve more than FDR? I don't think so.
Trump might try.
FDR, he'll change the rules. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, born on this day in 1882.
December 7th.
John 7? Ireland.
Well, I got audio for FDR.
Oh, you
FDR,
did, though, for FDR. That's
you did,
right.
Did you get my text?
Yep. Yeah, I did. Right. My bad.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
We've talked about that. His original written speech did not have a date that will live in infamy, a day which will live in history. I'm glad he changed it.
He did, and made it one of the most memorable speeches in our history. The great FDR was born on this day in 1882. Actor John Ireland was in some movies.
Wait a minute, Holiday. You don't talk to my woman like that.
Your woman. Anybody's woman.
I'm gonna blast you apart.
I don't have a gun, Ringo.
Ringo. He was Ringo in a gunfight at the OK Corral, Neil.
Ooh, good one there.
So John Ireland, he was in some Gunsmokes. He was in a couple of Little House on the Prairies. He was the drunk that helped save Carrie when she fell into the mine shaft. Now, they thought it was a well, but he said, no, that's a mine shaft. There's got to be a coal mine around here. I worked in the coal mines. And when somebody slammed down his bottle of liquor, they noticed that the rock was coal, which I don't know how much coal there was. Anybody know about any coal about around Walnut Grove? Springfield? Did we have coal mines down there? I don't remember.
Seems
but somebody's
a stretch.
Listening on 107.5. Let me know if there were coal mines there down by Plum Creek. But anyway, so yeah, John Ireland.
1914 for John Ireland. He was the Mad Hatter in a couple of episodes of Batman, first season, and again in the second season. Also a couple memorable roles as a doctor and a judge in Gunsmoke. David Wayne, also born on this day, same as John Ireland, 1914. There was Ronan Martin's Laugh, and you remember? Dick Martin was born on this day, 1924.
Hey, good night, Dick.
Good night, Dick.
Good night, everybody. Have a nice time.
That was probably the best ending of the show bit. That and Carol Burnett grabbing her ear.
Right. That happened. The great Dick Martin, born on this day in 1922. Morton Stevens, some TV themes of note.
Remembering the lovely Angela Dickinson with this one.
Oh. Police Woman?
Yes.
Emmy award-winning composer, conductor Morton Stevens, 1929. Not only Policewoman, but how about Hawaii 5-0, Gunsmoke, Gilligan's Island. He has credits on all those shows. Very talented man, 1929. Trinidad Silva Jr. was Jesus in the Hill Street Blues, you may remember.
He also had a great role in the Weird Al Yankovic movie, UHF.
Yeah, got the delivery here for your next show.
Oh, great. What you got?
Well, let's see. I got one aardvark, one flamingo, 4 porcupines, 2 armadillos, 3 badgers.
Badgers? Badgers? We don't need no stinking badgers!
We don't. Who needs badgers?
That is a great clip, for sure. 1950, what a great takeoff that is. I like that. And you may know the great golfer Payne Stewart, who died tragically in that airplane mishap somewhere, went down in South Dakota, I do believe. Golfer Payne Stewart was born on this day, 1957. Sadly, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
If only you believe like I believe,
really?
Marty Ballad, Neil, your staff missed. Voice along with... Jefferson Starship, Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship.
Grace Slick.
Grace Slick, yes, thank you.
That's good right there.
He was born 1942, died 2018. Now we can confirm.
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Let's start the no-repeat workday. Everything work okay from your remote location yesterday?
Yeah, everything was spot on. A little, again, too many birds here today, but I apologize for that.
It sounds like somebody's on a squeaky swing or something.
I know.
You know, it's like you're,
right. They are annoying.
Get some WD-40.
As you saw, the palm trees are very thick around here, so they're in there somewhere, and I can't get to them.
Earl Thomas Conley, your love's on the line. Toby Keith, get drunk and be somebody. Or Lone Star, come crying to me.
I'm going to do Toby Keith this morning.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Alvin.